Welcome back to Tunnel Swatch to the 50th episode. I'm Little D, and today I'm going to be talking about Fortnite Nightmares 2021. I'm going to try to go over all the things in it, but I have been not podcasting for like probably a month now. I'm very sorry. I've been very busy with school and basketball and drums, and I thought it was going to be like a bit easier to make room for podcasting, but I have to try harder to make some room. But yeah, I'm very excited to go over this episode. And first of all, just if you guys don't know what Fortnite Nightmares is, it's like a big update that happens every like around October, around Halloween. There's like a big Halloween update. It almost feels like a new season. There's new skins, lots of skins and items that people really like come back. There's new items, sometimes there's even new locations, new back blings, new gliders, and I'm pretty sure there's new challenges that come. But yeah, I'm sorry if I missed stuff because I have not played Fortnite like over a month. I haven't even logged on to Fortnite. But yeah, let's get into this. Okay, so Fortnite Nightmares, it started, I think, like October 4th or 5th, but here's some stuff that is new. So first, there is a new NPC called Nighthair, and he is located at the radio station by Craggy Cliffs. Next is, there is another NPC. It is Raven, and he is at Hydro 16. Both of the NPCs have quests, and you can buy stuff from them. And they have quests to get gold. Next is, there is a new weapon called the Dual Finders Gun. I'm going to be doing a weapon breakdown in this episode. I should have said that in the intro. Next is, all the cubes are slowly making way to the middle of the map, and everyone is saying that there's going to be a big location there with like all the cubes, even like the mini cubes, not the shadow cubes, like the little baby cubes, are going to be there, and it's going to be called Cube Town. I'm not actually sure if it's going to happen, but that's what everyone's saying. And also, there are very rare to see mythic crows. So there will be like crows flying around. There's mythic ones and there's just normal ones. The mythic ones, they drop like golden weapons, I think that's all they drop. I just want to mention that. I'm gonna look at the Fortnite website now. I need to search it up. Epic Games. I cannot type. Okay. Am I still recording? Yes, I am. I do that every time. Fortnite Nightmares. What's in your fortune? So I'm looking at the Fortnite Nightmares. The Fortnite website, and I'm gonna be reading an article to fill you guys in. So it says, your fortune foretells a lot in this year's Fortnite Nightmares. In fact, things are in the cards for you all the way till November 1st. So it says, the first thing in the cards, starting now, jump into Halloween-themed maps, games, and experiences made by community during the Fortnite Nightmares call-out. These will be featured in the Fortnite Nightmares section of the playlist menu. Here's what else is in your fortune this month. Iconic fens, creatures, and costumes. Fortnite Nightmares 2021 has many new and returning Halloween outfits in store. Some of what to expect throughout the month, cards will reveal legendary monsters making their way to the Fortnite item shop, as well as classic Fortnite characters, and new Halloween twists. With each item shop debut, a card flip over in this evolving page. Take a look at the card to see who's entered the item shop and see the backs of other cards for hints who's next. Once some reveals are now, iconic creatures include the Universal Pictures expired Frankenstein's monster and the mummy, part of Universal Monster Set. Keep up with the card flip page and our social channels to see when they storm into the item shop. The mummy will also be lurching on the island as a character later in the month, trying to find his way home to the underworld. What will the cards reveal during Fortnite Mirrors? To help kick off things, the community-inspired Boxy and Boxer are in the item shop now, October 5th, with the new glowing, their alternate spectral styles. Well, that was on October 5th. I don't know why I read that. Also, throughout October, you can visit the Battle Bus and Fortnite cosplay characters at Universal City Walk, adjacent to Universal Studios Hollywood. Different characters will appear through the month with the special appearances by Fortnite Mirrors characters the day they will go live. Stop by and take a picture. So, I don't know why I said make a picture. So, in real life, you can go to Hollywood and there's like this thing called the Universal City Walk. And it, like, has, I think, the Battle Bus or something, and some skins that come out. I'm not actually sure what it is, but I saw it, like, a glimpse of it on YouTube. But, yeah, I'm gonna keep reading. A new side of the Cubes plan. The Cubes are mobilizing for the next step of their plan. Later in the month, they'll escalate their domination of the island. But take heart. Strengthen your evolve with a new weapon from the sideways and returning Halloween tricks. A special LTM will be turning as well. During the Cube Chaos, there will also be quests to accomplish for eerie rewards. Speaking of Halloween tricks, the new dual Fiend Hunters are on the island now. Get some scares at Short Mirrors. Fortnite Mirrors 2021 will be wrapping up with the third Short Night Film Festival. Like previous Short Nights Mirrors will feature animated shorts, but this time the shorts will be based on the ghoulish and sinister. Also, this Short Night will take place in the creator-made movie theater created by Quantum Builds, where each short has its own 3D room. Choose the order you watch them in, or watch them in all a loop in the festival room. We'll share more details on Short Night Mirrors closer to the show. Consider this your invite card. What we announce here isn't even happening in your Fortnite Mirrors this year. In Fortnite Mirrors this year. Stay tuned during the month for what festivals are in your fortune. That was one of the articles. I'm gonna read the next one now. This was made on October 9th. So, many new and returning outfits are in the store for Fortnite Mirrors 2021, including storied monsters making their Fortnite debut. Classic Fortnite characters with the new Halloween twist are creeping in also. Keep checking back there to find out what these new and returning Halloween outfits haunting the item shop this October. A Fortnite card will flip over with the each arrival, while the backs of the remaining cards will hint at who's next. Four cards are here. And the cards for week one, as you can see, the card for Frankenstein's Monster is already flipped over. Frankenstein's Monster, which includes the vintage Frank Out style, will be available at the next item shop on October 5th. That was a long time ago. I'll just go over the stuff that happened. So, on October 9th, Rick Grimes arrived in the item shop. And it comes with the Winter Rick style. It comes with the extra style. On October 7th, the Blue Skeleton Skeltra went in the item shop. And on October 5th, the Frankenstein Monster and the Curdle Scream Leader went in the item shop. I mean, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't. I'm shopping unless I'm tripping. And also, I'm pretty sure that the, like, Renegade Raider Halloween skin went in the Iron Shop 2 already. Unless I said it and I didn't know what it was called. But, yeah. Oh, let's go. I don't have to leave soon. So, that was pretty cool. I am not done yet for this episode. I'm going to take a quick break so I can I can go to the website for the weapon breakdown. And yeah, I will be right back. Alright, so I'm going to be going over the stats for the dual find fiend hunters. Okay, I do not know how to say it. So, it says that the dual crossbow that shoots an arrow that deals heavy damage to fiends. That's what it says in the game description. It says the dual fiend hunters is a hit scan crossbow. It fires semi-automatic, as the same suggests. It is designed for use against sideways monsters and deals twice the normal damage to them. It has a headshot multiplier of 2x, and it carries medium ammo. Oh, who is that? That's my dad. I'm trying to see where you can find it. It was added on October 5th. I think the update happened on October 5th, but, so, there are five rarities from gray to gold. It is gray to gold, but it's, I haven't played this game in like a while. From uncommon to legendary. From common to legendary. Uncommon is after common. So I'm going to say the color and the rarity name. So first we have the common. The DPS is 112, the damage is 28, the fire rate is 4, the magazine size is 16, and the reload time is 3.19 seconds. And the color is gray. I don't know if I mentioned that, but I probably did. Next we have the uncommon. The color is green. The DPS is 116. The damage is 29. The fire rate is 4. The magazine size is 16. And the reload time is 3.045 seconds. The next one is the rare. And the color is blue. The DPS is 124. The damage is 31. The fire rate is 4. The magazine size is 16, and the reload time is 2.9 seconds. Next, we have the dual fiend hunters, the epic, and the color is purple. The DPS is 132, the damage is 33, the fire rate is 4, the magazine size is 16, and the reload time is 755 seconds. Now we have the legendary, the best one, and the last one. And the color is a dark yellow, or a bright orange, I guess you can say. Not a bright orange. I don't know. Kind of like a dark orange. And it's gold. I'm making it, like, so hard. The DPS is 136. The damage is 34. The fire rate is 4. The magazine size is 16. And the reload time is 2.61 seconds. So, the strategy for it is it is recommended to use dual fiend hunters as a replacement for the pistol. Otherwise, use them for killing cube monsters and collecting cube monster parts. And it was added on October 5th. And of the update of 18.10. Don't come in. No. Okay, well, that was nice. My dad made a special appearance. So I think the dual fine hunter's weapon is okay. But I've never actually used it. I should try it and let you guys know how I feel about it. but I would recommend trying it. You could send me an email and let me know, or just leave it on, if you have Apple Podcasts, then you can leave a review on there. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna check if I have any reviews, any new reviews, just in case. And I don't have any new emails. No, I do not have any reviews, new reviews. So, yeah. I'm gonna see if I can find new skins in Fortnite that I missed. New skins in Fortnite. I don't want a video, bro. Skin tracker. Okay, I don't know what this is. Okay. So the latest skin is Rick Grimes. He is 1,900 V-Bucks. He has a pickaxe called the Walker Club, for 500 V-Bucks. He has a glider called the Crashing Satellite for 800. Wait, no, my bad. Rick Grimes himself is not 1,900. With the bundle, it's 1,900. Himself is 1,500. But the bundle is 1,900. In the bundle comes with his back bling, him, the glider, and the pickaxe. And some other new things are the switched up wrap for 300 V-Bucks, and another thing is the grave robber pickaxe for 500. I want to see all the things. Okay, these are all of the latest things. I feel like there's more. Okay. Next we have the Frankenstein's monster for 1,200 V-Bucks. We have the Everybody Loves Me emote for 500 V-Bucks. We have the Turn It Up female pack for 2,800 V-Bucks. And we have the Fuel the Rhythm male pack for 2,800 V-Bucks. We have the World Dominator wrap. It doesn't say the V-Bucks. The straw stuffed is back in the item shop for 2,500 V-Bucks. Well, I'm pretty sure it's still in here. I don't want to say too much stuff because, like, there could be things that I do not know. Oh, here's the stuff that I was looking for. So, we have the Skeletera. It's like the Renegade Raider Halloween thing for 1,200 V-Bucks. And she has a back bling called Sockets. And she has a pickaxe called the Axe Ray. And the pickaxe is for 800 V-Bucks. We have, like, the Monopoly stuff. The Monopoly back blings. And Monopoly is a board game. And it has, like, the figures of it. But it's not saying, like, the V-Bucks. When is it, like, showing by date or... Yeah, okay, I'm all caught up. I'm all cut up after that. So, yeah, I will... Oh, and also there's an update tomorrow. So watch out for that. I don't know what's going to happen. If there's going to be a new location, new gun. I hope that there's a new location. Or something else that's really big. But, yeah. Make sure to check out the new update. I don't know when the update exactly starts of the time. But I know it starts... It will be done by tomorrow, like when you log on. It should be done. But yeah, that is it for this episode. And thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to the Eternal Royale podcast. Please follow or subscribe on whatever platform you're using. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, then please leave me a 5-star review and you will be featured on one of my next episodes. And you can also be featured on one of my next episodes by sending me an email and I will reply to you. I always put the email in my podcast description episodes and it's in my podcast description. You can copy it and paste it and just send me and I will respond to you. You can ask for some tips, some questions you have about Fortnite, some episode ideas or some things that I even missed while I was gone because I need to get updated on that. So I would be happy if you would send me an email about some things that I missed if I was gone and I will reply. But yeah, I will see you guys in the next one. Peace.